You were holding by the Mishnah Daf Yud Dalet Omer Aleph on top.
Mishnah read this. Hashoychet b'Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechts of a Jew, shechts an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, Sa'af HaPisham is chayv b'Nafshi, even though it's chayv Nisei, did an Aveira, or Rashi says on Yom Kippur means chayv Koris, still Shkatasik Shera. Even though it did an Aveira, and even though maybe it becomes a Mumah here, but I think the Ran speaks, I will say, he only becomes a mumur after he does the shchita. So it could be his second shchita would be possible. But this shchita itself, he didn't become a mumur yet. So this shchita is kosher, he'll not eat mishchitasa. Yeah. Samura says, Omer Rav Huna, Dorash Chia Barav, Mishmei Derav, Asura Bachir L'Yoma. It's not Midrabbanan though, he'll not let eat from this shchita on Shabbos itself. Rashi says, Asur b'achilu mishum shchita shel Shabbos. There's a chumra not eat from it since you did it on aver on Shabbos. Rashi says, "Afilu bo loch the bosra." Even if you want to eat raw meat, so you should not eat from it since the aver was done with it on Shabbos. Then the Mor says, "The nasfen chavil meim is chaverim came and wanted to help him out." Like Rashi says, "Bnei ha'yeshiva." All about that, the Bnei Yeshiva thought to say, "So nasfen chavil meim, Reb Yehudi." They thought to say that our Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda. And the water should be also the yoma, you can't eat the meat that day. So Gemara says, "Hi, Reb Yehuda, like from which Mishnah do we hear Reb Yehuda hold this halacha that's also to eat the meat that day? Where is Reb Yehuda?" So Gemara says, "Hi, Reb Yehuda, which Reb Yehuda?" Some of Rabbi wants to say Reb Yehuda the Hachoni. Maybe it's Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah in Beitza about Hachona. This man learned over there. Mechant chines ad luyin lefnei behema. He let it chop up pumpkins in order to serve it, to give it to an animal on Yom Tif. V'yes ha'nevela lefnei ha'klovim. You can even chop up a nevela, dead animal, to give it to ha'klovim. It's mutter to chop it up on Yom Tif. Rashi said, luya means ha'tlush, but if they're already picked off, they're not attached anymore. There's nevela says, apilu meis mayim b'shabbat, even they die today on Shabbos. So even on Shabbos, you'll have to do these two things. That's the Tanakh concept of Shimon Shita. He holds what? They're not muksa, and therefore you'll have to prepare it for an animal. If you die, it depends. In Lehois, a nevela mer Shabbos, if it didn't die, if it wasn't a nevela from before Shabbos, so it was alive at the beginning of Shabbos, seals then it's muksa. Asura, you're not allowed to touch this meat. If the animal died on Shabbos, you can't touch it. It's muksa. The three shenim and amuchin. Because it wasn't prepared, Rashi says, shenamuchin esmo kishkide shayim, lehois soy medes lamaychel klevim. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was still alive. It wasn't blamed for an animal to eat it. Therefore, it's muksa. So, verses like this. Alma, what do we see? Kivun d'lo yiskavin me'esmo. Since you didn't prepare it from Erev Yom Tif, it wasn't prepared, it wasn't oimed to be eaten from Erev Yom Tif, is asura, it's muksa on Shabbos. So, hachinam estranam mishnah also maybe. Or that's what Rav Yehuda meant to dashin. In the name of Rav, that he meant to say, hachinam here also, kivun d'lo yiskavin. Since it wasn't prepared before Shabbos, the person first shechted this on Shabbos, so it's lo iskem yesmo asura. It's a half minute, it's an iskem muksa. That's what Rav meant to say. It's also treated on Shabbos because it's kosher, it's muksa. And Rashi says, the muksa also mid rabbanon, it's also mid rabbanon. So, Malay Abayah said back, no, midomi, what's one to do with the other? Hosam mi kor mukhun li yodam, vashtam mukhun li klozim. Over there, first it was a live animal, it was mukhun li yodam. Now you want to serve it to kolovim, that you don't do. It wasn't aimed to be given to kolovim, so therefore it's muksa. It wasn't aimed to give it to dogs. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was a live animal, and usually an animal you shecht and give it to people to eat, not to dogs. But horcha here was a live animal, true. But mikora mukhun li yodam. Before Shabbos, this animal, what are you going to do with it? Eventually, you give it to a person to eat. Fahashta mukhun li yodam. And now that you made a shchita on Shabbos and you want to give it to another, so the halachah minhag is not called muksa. It's mukhan both for another, so what should be wrong with it? Because Misa Almar says, Misa with you hold, Tehema b'chayeh l'achila medis. Who told you that when the animal is alive, it's oimid to be eaten? Who said that's pshat? No. Tehema b'chayeh l'gadla medis. That the behemoth is alive, b'chof an oimid to be eaten. It's oimid to either to have kids or a place to work with, but it's not oimed to be killed to eat. So who is still called muksa? Yeah. If that's a sore, what you say now, then when the animal's alive, it's oimid to stay alive, like to work with it, to let it have animals, to have the kids. If so, how could you shecht an animal on Yom Tov according to Yehuda? The Chura, before beginning of Yom Tov, the animal, live animal, is oimid, you tell him in Lagadol, to stay alive, to have kids. So how could he go and shecht it now on Yom Tov? It should be muksa according to Yehuda. Or Malay said back to him like this. I medis liachilo v'yomedis legadol. Enchnaim, stam an animal is oimid for both. Stam an animal is oimid either to keep it alive and work with it, or else it's oimid liachilo for shechita. So it depends. Nishchato if you shech the taka on Yom Tov. Hu b'ruah liachilo medis. You're teaching us now that it's oimid liachilo. So that's why maybe both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Once you made a shechita, you're mavar, you're showing us that this animal is oimid to be eaten. And therefore, it's maybe it's not muksa, not muksa. But la nishchato, if you do not shecht it on Yom Tov, Ras Rashi says, "We're going zoo." Shlo shochta esmel or mistamel nicha menat fishka b'shabbos. That's Rashi's answer even our Gemara also. As bishleim on Yom Tov, that you lara shecht on Yom Tov. So then we say, if you shecht on Yom Tov, you meant to. It's only if you teed it. But here, that on Shabbos minastam minala to shecht on Shabbos. So if you didn't shecht it before Shabbos, he's showing us now that it's oimid legadol. Le nishchata huvud legadol medis. And therefore it remains muksa now on Shabbos, even if you made the shchita on Shabbos. The Rosh Hashanah huvro kishchidas ayam legadol medis. Here by Shabbos minastam, you don't make a shchita on Shabbos. So since the beginning of Shabbos you didn't shecht it yet, it's oimid to stay alive. So if a body you makatsa das, you like put your mind away from it. Therefore it remains muksa. So maybe that's pshat. So it's good of you that Mishnah go like Yehuda, or like Rav says, that's also teeted today, because it's muksa. For the Gemara, I will less the Rav Yehuda Breira. That can't be the svara. Yehuda doesn't know from Breira. So here you're telling me, how do you shecht an animal on Yom Tov? You're telling me now, son, an animal really should be muksa. Just when you shecht it on Yom Tov, you're showing us that you had das to eat it now. So your das now helps for before also. That's a svara of Breira. That we don't know what you mean, and later when you do one way, you show us what you mean. That's Breira. Our reviewer doesn't know from Breira. Moshe says, Minol, how do you know that he doesn't know from Breira? In them, if you want to tell me the time, you learn like this. You learn Talakeyach Yain Ben Akusim. Somebody buys wine or Fakusi. And Minastam, they did not take off Trumas and Maisris. So Aimir, when the Jew buys it now, when he wants a drink from it, he has to say, Shnei Lugim Shaniyos Alafre Shareyan Truma. That the two lugim, like there's 100 lugim, let's say, so 50%, I mean 1/50th of it, you're setting aside for truma, asara maiserishin, 1/10th remain maiserishin, and tisha maisersheni, or meichel and yepoida the maisersheni, v'shoysim yad, drink it right away, divra b'meya. And vice versa, yisamichan greira, that these lugim that you made truma or maiser, those will be left over at the bottom of the barrel, so yisamichan greira, what you drink now is muta. And what's left over leg, you'll take them out. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Oisim, they held no. You can't drink from this. Why? Because it's all mixed up together. Rashi says about him, Rashi, Alma Reb Yehuda, left leg greater. For Chai Hashem or Truma Shosa. Because in this whole barrel now, you have Truma mixed up in here. So you can't drink from it. If you drink from it, we have to be afraid. Maybe drinking the Truma. So you see, Reb Yehuda does not hold from Breira. It's only Reb Meir that says you have a right to be Samech. You drink now some wine from it. And you have right to say later, tomorrow, the leftover you take off a truma, it's burr, like that shows us, only that was the truma all along, and what you drank before is okay. But Reb Yehuda doesn't know from this burr. So how could you make a shchit on Yom Tov then? So the answer could be no. Also, maybe they could have told it, maybe Reb Yehuda